A tough four-way conversation.
You are making God sound like someone who never hurts or punishes. That's not what I learned in church.
The selfishness in our lives or evil in other people may bring hurt to us. God does not hurt people.
Oh yeah? How about that business about God sending people to hell?
Hell is not a place God sends people who are bad. Hell is a way of life. Hell is total isolation from God and from the human community. It's like solitary confinement, and a person chooses this isolation by the choices made in life, like cutting oneself off from other people, by ignoring the needs of the poor, by isolating oneself from God.
So you're saying we can put ourselves into hell. Why doesn't God save us from ourselves?
God's trying, but he can't force us to love or to trust.
Sounds like God doesn't punish us, we punish ourselves. God respects our freedom and won't make us happy against our will.
You're not getting off that easily about all that love stuff. When you look at this world, there's more than enough pain to go around. Some pretty good folks get hurt, including children. And how about all those earthquakes, floods, and disasters? Where is this God who holds everything together with love?
You're bringing up questions that people have always struggled with. Why do good people suffer, and why doesn't God put a stop to evil?
Well, what's your answer? Is there any real meaning to this world of ours?
That's a rough one, but there are basics that Christians have held on to for a very long time. God loves us without any strings, and God is with us every moment of our lives. God gave us Jesus, his own son. Jesus did not give us all the answers to evil and to hurt, but he bore every kind of pain we have, physical pain, emotional pain, and spiritual pain. And finally, Jesus' resurrection is a declaration that life is stronger than death, no matter how hopeless things seem.
I guess it comes down to trust. Can I trust that this world around me is basically good, even though there is evil and hurt?
You know what is hardest for me to trust? That I'm good, and I deserve good things. The way I've always got by as a kid, and even now, is by working hard and doing a good job. You know, I've gotten to expect a lot from myself. I'm not sure I've ever experienced being loved without any strings attached.
I'm still having trouble trusting that there is someone who gives meaning to this world. I've had some pretty rocky times in my life. Well, it's toughened me up. This trust stuff doesn't come easily.